a beautiful book. Many people look at the passages of scripture that we're studying right now and they just kind of just read through it and go over it because it's boring to them, because it's just talking about building a tent with a bunch of furniture in it. But each and every one of these things means something. They mean so much. In Exodus 25, starting with verse number 10, it says, "And they shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, and a cubit and a half wide, and a cubit and a half high. You shall overlay the ark with pure gold, inside and out, and make a gold crown, a rim or border around its top. You shall cast 4 gold rings and attach them to the 4 lower corners of it, 2 rings on each side. You shall make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, and put the poles through the rings that are on the ark sides which are to carry it. And the pole shall remain in the rings of the ark, and they shall not be moved from it, that the ark may not be touched ever. And you shall put inside the ark of the testimony the 10 commandments which I give to you. And you shall make a mercy seat, a covering of pure gold, 2 cubits and a half long, and a cubit and a half wide. And you shall make 2 cherubim, winged angelic figures of solid hammered gold on the 2 ends of the mercy seat. And make 1 cherub on each end, making the cherub on one piece and the mercy seat on the other 2 ends of it. And the cherubim shall spread out their wings above and covering the mercy seat with their wings, facing each other and looking down upon the mercy seat. And you shall put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony, the 10 commandments that I will give to you. And there I will meet you from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim that are upon the ark of the testimony, and I will speak intimately with you of all which I'll give you in commandment into the Israelites." Now, we won't go through all of that, but we're going to look at it just a little bit at a time. verse 10 from the Hebrew. Weasu, Aron, Atzi, Shatim. Ama ma teyamim, we chatsi, ariko, we ama, wa chatsi, ariko, we ama, we chatsi, ra chabo, we ama, wa chatsi, gama. So, Gamato. And you Kiso, and they shall make and keep on making. Third person masculine plural, cow, well, conceptive, perfect. They shall make. They shall have made, that is. They shall have made. Aron. This is a chest. This is the box. The box of a tree made out of wood, that is, tree means wood, atzi, and then shittim, that's acacia wood. This is a wood that has aroma and a wood that is self-protective. Up here on the top of White Mountain, on the other side just a little bit, is an area there. Actually, it starts in a canyon on this side, and it goes all the way up to the top over there, and it is old trees called these pine trees.
Bristlecone.
Yeah, the pine trees. They're made out of pine wood, bristlecone pine. and the wood is very dense, and it is full of sap. And there are trees up there that are thousands and thousands and thousands of years old, because they do not rot. They do not rot. And that's the kind of wood it has here. This is type of a fragrant wood that is self-protective. Jesus Christ, his body, did not have sin in it. Jesus Christ's body would never rotted in the grave, because he had no sin. His blood was divine blood. It was not contaminated with Adam's or with a human male passing on the sin nature. He was in the world, but he was not of the world. Sin was put upon him on the cross of Calvary, but it was not in him. This wood stood for Jesus Christ. Wood also stands for humanity. Jesus Christ was truly God-man. And Mata Yamin. 2 cubits. 36 inches. And a half. 9. 36 and a half. 9 would be 45 inches in long, in all. The length. And a cubit, again, 18 inches and a half. A cubit and a half wide. Its length, that is. And a cubit and a half, its width. And a cubit and a half, its height. So we have a box, a chest, or an ark put together here that typify the whole person of Jesus Christ in entirety, in human. All the sides and the bottom are all of wood, and yet the wood now is going to be covered with gold. Jesus Christ was human, and yet he was divine. The whole scriptures, all that we see is a divine book. A divine book, a divine book that its origin is in heaven. This tabernacle here, everything about the tabernacle was talking about and portraying Jesus Christ. Wit sif the top. Otha, Zahav, Tohar, Meb Bayith, Yumi Chats, Tetsa Pen Nu, We Are Sitha, Ola, Zer, Zahav, Zaviv. And you shall have overlaid him. You shall overlaid him. This box typifies Jesus Christ, and you shall overlay him, second person, masculine, singular, PL, wow, consecutive, perfect, gold, sahav. Gold, pure gold, is a type of divinity. Inside, mebayeth, from inside, you mechats, and outside. And you shall keep on overlaying him, third person or second person masculine and singular, PL imperfect, third person masculine and singular suffix. You shall keep over on overlaying him, and then we asita, and you shall have made, second person masculine singular cow wow consecutive perfect, asa. You shall have made upon him a wreath, a circlet. Upon him a circlet. Around the top it is a crown, a wreath of gold, sahav. All around about, saviv. Verse number 12 now. Wayat Sagtul, Lo, Arba, Tabioth, Zahav, Winatha, that is, all, Arba, Pi-a-matho, Yushet, Tabaoth, all, Salo, Hashath, Yushete, Tabaoth. And this is a long verse here. All, Salo, Hashanith. And you shall have cast and poured around, second person masculine singular, cow, wow, consecutive perfect, for him, four rings. Four rings. The word ring there means signet ring, but this is also a hoop, a ring of gold. And you shall have set and placed and given, second person masculine singular, cow, wow, consecutive perfect, upon four feet of him, and two rings upon his sides, the one and the two rings upon his side, the second. So here we have the Ark of the Covenant down here, and it has rings around it. It's talking about, it's a box made of shittim wood, or evergreen type wood, pitch wood, and then you're going to have it covered with pure gold inside and pure gold outside, to where you can't see the humanity. You can't see the wood. Jesus Christ was human, but he was divine. Jesus said unto them, if you've seen the Father, you've seen me. He told the Jews, before Abraham was, I am. I am the ever-existing one. I am the eternal one. John said in John 1:1, in beginning kept on being the Word, the Jehovah, and the Word kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead, kai hologos, ein proston theon. The Word, the Jehovah, kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead because, it says in the last part of three sentences in that one little verse, because the Word kept on being God. And John 1:14 says, Kai hologos sarx agenito, and the Word flesh he became, and he dwelt among us. We saw the glory of the God, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Here is that golden box, dwelling among mankind. Go out, Sitha, and you shall have made Badal, Bade, poles. Poles of wood, Atzi, Acacia, Shatim. We saw Sitha, and you shall have overlaid him. Second person masculine singular, PL, wow, consecutive perfect. You shall have overlaid them in gold. Again, wood, humanity, gold, divinity. Jesus Christ was a perfect union of divinity and mankind. The perfect Goel, the Goel, our kinsman redeemer. Verse number 14 now. We have itha et. Ha Badim, Batsa Baat, El Saloth, Haaron Laseth, Et Haaron Behem. And you shall have placed the poles. You shall have placed second person masculine singular, Hifel, wow, consecutive perfect. The poles, et ha badim, in rings. Now the poles are made out of wood, but they're overlaid with pure gold. You cannot see the wood. And now these poles are placed through the rings on the side of the Ark of the Covenant, upon the sides of the Ark, the chest, to carry Cal Infinity Construct, Laseth, to carry at the Ark, the chest, the Ha'aron, Bahem, in them, or with them. 25 verse 15 now. Vita Biot Ha'aron Yehu Ha'Badim Lo Yusaru Memenu. And the rings of the chest of the ark, they shall keep on becoming. Third person masculine, plural, Cal imperfect. They shall keep on becoming the poles, not they shall be turned aside. In other words, you're going to take the poles away from him, away from the ark. Not they shall keep on turning aside. Third person masculine, plural, Cal imperfect, from him. That little word there, that not there, lo there, that's an adverb of negation, page 518. Number 16 now. We na tatha el ha'aron et ha'idut asher etin li'ilika. And you shall have placed. Second person, masculine, singular, cal, while consecutive, perfect. You shall have placed unto or into, preposition, page 39L, in the ark. The testimony. Ha-iduth. The testimony. The covenant, which I keep on giving unto you. First person, construct, singular, Cal, imperfect. And then here, alika there, that is a preposition with a suffix. I shall keep on giving to you. Number 17 now. Weasita, kafareth, zahav, tahor, amatayin, washitza, arika, weama, weatsi, Ra Shiva. Weasitzi, and you shall have made, second person masculine singular, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect, a kafareth. The word kafareth comes from kafar, and it means to cover. Page 498. It also means a propitiation, an offering. The Greek word equivalent is halosmos. And in 1 John 2:2, let's go by there real quick. And I want you to read this because it quotes this very thing, what it actually was. 1 John 2:2. My little children, I write these things unto you that you may not violate God's law and sin. But if anyone should sin, we have an advocate, one who will be intercede for us with the Father. It is Jesus Christ, the all-righteous, upright, just, who confirms to the Father's will in every purpose, thought, and action. Now, verse 2. He is the same Jesus himself, is the propitiation, the atonement, the mercy seat. This is the word for the mercy seat. The atoning sacrifice for our sins, but not only for ours alone, but also for the sins of the whole world. God is introducing his Son to us through the Ark of the Covenant. And through every piece of this furniture in this tabernacle. And you shall have made this atonement seat of solid gold, pure, tahar. Zahav Tahar, solid, pure, clean gold. 2 cubits and a half its length, It's 45 inches by 33 foot 9 inches. Okay? 45 inches. And a cubit and a half width of him. And by the way, it's masculine. It's talking about Jesus. It's masculine. Verse number 18 now. We are Sitha, Shanaim, Keruvim, Zahav, Mikshah, Ta'asa, Otam, Mishani, Getzolt, Ha Kaparet. And you shall have second person masculine singular, Cal, Wow, Conceptive, Perfect, you shall have made two, Shanim, Cherubim. Cherubim is an order of angels, an order of angels with wings. Of gold, of beaten work, hammered work, and you shall keep on making. Second person masculine singular, Cal, Imperfect. You shall keep on making them from two ends of the mercy seat. Now, you're going to put one on each side of the mercy seat. Let me draw a little picture up here for you, okay? If I can find my pen. Here's the Ark of the Covenant, which represents Jesus Christ. On each end, there is a angel. With its wings covering the mercy seat. And the mercy seat here, this Elosmos Kephar, that is represents Jesus Christ and his atonement for our sins. And you shall make two cherubs of gold, pure, of beaten work, from the two ends of the mercy seat. He's our propitiation. He's our atonement. We ase keruv ihad makath mizei. You keruv ihad mikatsa mizei min ha kapareth ta'asu et ha kerviim el shene getsoto. And make, masculine singular cal imperative, and make cherub. Cherub, one from end, one cherub on one end, ehav, one end from the end. There, mizah, and there, and a cherubim, one from the end, from this, or from there. From ha kara, the mercy seat, the atonement. And ye shall keep on making the cherubs unto two ends. Get so taught. There shall be a cherub on each end. We hayu ha keruvim poresi kena fayim limala sa kikim ibikan vehim el ha ka parot yufinahim ish el achi el ha kapareth yiya pene ha karavim. And they shall become, third person construct plural, cal wow consecutive perfect, the cherubs. The cherubs spreading out wings above overshadowing or covering, zikakim, with their wings, bikanafetim, el, upon the mercy seat, the propitiation, the covering, and their faces, each man. Now we know here that cherubim are masculine gender. Each man unto his brother, unto the mercy seat, and they shall keep on becoming faces of the cherubs. The faces shall keep on looking, third person masculine, plural, calum, perfect. 25:21. When Athatha, et ha kaver ha kapareth el ha aron mil moila we all ha aron titan et ha idut asher etan ilika. And you shall have placed and given, second person masculine singular, cal, while consecutive perfect, at, sign of the direct object, the mercy seat, the propitiation, the place of atonement, upon the ark. And from above, mil mi'ila, we'el, and into the ark, you shall keep on placing. Second person masculine, singular, cal, imperfect. You shall keep on placing the testimony, the covenant, which I shall keep on giving, first person, construct, singular, cal, imperfect, unto you. And that el, elika there, that's a preposition el with a suffix, unto you. Unto you, second person, masculine, singular. Wina wadoth, lika sham, we de barapti, itika, mial, ha kapareth, mabin shani, ha kenovim, ha keravim, that is, asher el aron, ha iduth, et, call Asher Atsiwe Otika El Bnei Yisrael. And I shall have met and gathered to you there. And I shall have spoken to you above, from above, that is, from above me all, preposition ma'am, page 580, and from above all, page 752, the mercy seat, the place of propitiation. From between, mebin, men is a preposition there, bien is between, from between the two, the cherubs, which is upon the ark, the chest. Ha'iduth, the testimony, all which I shall keep on commanding you unto the sons of Israel. I shall commanding you the sons of Israel. That's as far as we're going to go here. Next we're going to go to the table of showbread, which again, is God communing with his people. Now, there are two cherubims here. See those? What do they represent? What do the two cherubims represent with their wings? They present, when we're born into this world, when we're conceived into this world, conceived, our mother and fathers come together, and we become life at that moment. Two angels represent, representing the testimony of God, witness our conception. When we're born, two angels witness that we're born. When we're born again, when we ask God to save our souls and forgive us of our sins, the two witnesses, the two angels, the two cherubim, witness our salvation. We are carried along and we are protected by them all of our lives. And then when we die, God sends the two angels to escort our spirit and soul to be with Him. And Jesus Christ is the only reason why we're saved. Jesus Christ is the only reason why we're kept. And Jesus Christ is the only reason why we're even resurrected unto eternal life. Our Father, we send forth this message. It's a powerful, wonderful, beautiful love story from Your Word. It's describing Your Son and how He loves us. And Father, thank You for all the blessings You give to us each and every day. Please forgive me where I fail You. In Jesus' name I pray. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that He might redeem us that were under the curse of the law.